Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all can get a little softer in the soft part, it'd be better. It'd be more effective.
There's a whole lot of okay, here we go, fellas.
Okay, we're rolling. It's three.
It can be longer. You can leave the bars longer in there. Just on the rest of it, you know, because we've been doing it. Last time we did it on every time we said patch it up.
You mean, in other words, do it the long one going into the bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah. And a feeling. Tong, 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 tong. In other words, each time it comes out of that bridge, it can be longer.
Don't let it go, God, yeah.
motherfucker go to the goddamn spot there, man. What's so different about that one? Okay.
One, two. Okay. Did that give you a good start? Got a couple of laughs in there. Got a couple of phrases in there, I guess is a way to put it. So now, my next question, can y'all hear me? Hello, hello, hello. Somebody say yes or no. Can you hear me? Can you not hear me? Can you hear me? Anne, can you hear me? Hello? Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I was beginning to wonder. Okay, my mic is working today. Yay! You know, that's a cause for a small celebration. Because you never know. You never, never know. All right, I'm going to start this off with Percy Sledge. Because I thought, you know, I don't want to start out with a sad song. I do have one, and it's beautiful. But I'm gonna let old Percy take the stage here with A Man Loves a Woman. For a 5.5 minute version, but I thought that might be a bit much. So we went with the regular length version. But yeah, he did this good on stage. He did it good on the record. It's just, you know, and how can you forget a name like Percy? Percy. Okay. Whatever. It's all right. It's fine. Okay. I was just reading a couple of messages on there, getting myself all wrapped up where I shouldn't be right now. I don't have time for that right now. So, okay, what I want to do now is, remember when I told you I had two more versions of She Wears My Ring, one by Roy Orbison and one by Elvis, okay? So, yeah, there it is. I am going to play Roy Orbison. Do you guys remember last week when we heard Solomon King and Jimmy, oh, what's his name? Hello, Jenny. Where is the memory? Yeah. It was Jimmy Bell, but his name is Sweeney. That was it. Sweeney. Jimmy Sweeney. So I played Jimmy Sweeney and Solomon King last week. And Jimmy Sweeney was, what, the second one to do it. Solomon King was the first one. Who was the third? Was it Roy Orbison or Elvis? I don't really know. I didn't look it up. Anyway, I'm going to play Roy Orbison first. So here is Roy Orbison's version of She Wears My Ring. Dramatic ending. That's Roy Orbison for you, though. He likes to do things like that, so that's good. And now, the version we've all been waiting for. Yeah, right. Well, anyway, Elvis's version. Here you go.
This is She Wears My Ring. Take one.
Okay, how about two? See,
You guys leap before you look then, because nobody rehearsed that goddamn intro.
I just
did the channel. That's going to be three.
We don't want to surprise you, James.
We didn't tell James about this. Wait a minute. Okay. Y'all act straight now. Quit giggling. I like that one.
That's a tape.
James wasn't about to jump on that one.
Oh.
She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine. Eternity with loving care, I placed it on her finger to show my love for all the world to see. This tiny ring is a token of tender emotion, an endless sea of love pool ship.
Oh, I think that was a gate up there.
I know it, but I got the pool mixed up with the sea.
That's okay, that's all right.
I know he was one.
All quiet.
Donnie, Danny. She... Goddamn. JD. No. We're going to try to get it. Damn, cut it, fella. These zombies are gone.
Yeah, six. All quiet.
She wears... They're ready. They're knocking over stools and everything.
I'll get seven.
It's hard to do in cold, I'll tell you. Ain't everything. Oh, Lord. Charlie? But you get your ass on out of now, cool. She... That sounds funny as hell. She... Goddamn. Someone give me an earphone. Here, just one earphone. She... She what? No. She... I can't hit the son of a bitch. Oh, Lord. She... Where is it, JD? What do you do when you freeze up your ass like this, man? What? She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine. Eternally with loving care, I place it on her face. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. You sound good, man.
Right.
Yeah, gotta change tape for me.
Now that was funny. If you didn't laugh at that, you just were doing something else, that's all, because that was hilarious. I love that one. It's cool. And he actually recorded that December 16th of 1973 at Stax. So it's on the Elvis at Stax album and quite a few others. So you can find it. It's not hard to find. And now, do y'all know the Who? The Who? Who? The Who. Yes. That was their name. They had a different name at one point at the beginning, and somebody would say, have you heard the band, blah, 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 and they would say, who? So they just changed their name. Simple. They just changed their name. They became The Who, and then everybody knew who they were, right? Well, that was the theory. Anyway, here is the song, I Can See for Miles.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too, you're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles, I could see for miles and miles, I could see for miles and miles and miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles, I can see for miles and miles, I can see for miles. Surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might be on clear day. Thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too, you're gonna need that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles, I can see for miles and miles, I can see for miles and miles and miles.
A little abrupt at the end, but it was a good song. I always loved hearing that song. That was fantastic. Okay. Did I write down? I didn't write down. Oh, well, that's how it goes. All right, here is one by Elvis that was sent to me for Saturday to be played at a later time. Okay? It's later, so I'm going to play it. Okay? It's a home recording from early 1966 from Roca Place in Hollyweird, California. That's just what we always called it. This is a strange place, man. Anyway, I've been blue. It just kind of cuts off real short, but oh so sweet. Okay. All right, that's just what we got. So let's, what else? Eeny meeny miny moe. Let's do another Elvis song. I like Elvis songs. I know you guys hate them, but you know, that's how it goes. I'm running the board. Argue with me if you want to. It's okay. It won't help you. All right. Now, back this up and go for this and find this. Okay. I'm looking for information. And it's not where it's supposed to be. But that's okay. All right, we'll play it anyway, and I'll look for it while the song's on, and we'll do it afterwards. This is one that E sent me last week as well to play later. So it's later. It's later. A little bit of green.
Okay, we're rolling. Track number one.
Hey, what was that?
Huh? Those triplets.
Now that the truth is hard to face, I can't forget you once were mine. Someone else is in my place. Whenever we meet, my heart beats out of time. Just a little bit of green. Clouds my eyes of what I've seen. Just a little bit of green. When I see you with someone new, and knowing that nothing I can do. Please don't try and tie me down. Those are the words you often say. Can't help seeing you. Surprise. surprise when I turn my eyes away. Just a little bit of green clouds my eyes to what I've seen. Just a little bit of green when I see you with someone new, and knowing that there's nothing I can do. Just a little bit of green clouds my eyes to what I've seen. Just a little bit of green when I see someone new, and knowing that there's nothing I can do. Just a little bit of green.
Let's make one more.
All right. And the information about that song that I promised you, Little Bit of Green, recorded at American Studios in Memphis on January 15th, 1969. And it shows up on From Vegas to Memphis, Back in Memphis, the Time Life Collection. It's on that in Volume 12. And there's quite a few others as well. So you can find it. You can find it. You got to go and look a little bit, but it's not difficult. The comments here say most of the vocals were removed from take 3 and new vocals were recorded on September 26, 1969. The master also contains a harmony vocal overdub by Charlie Hodge. So quite a bit went into this one. Quite a bit went into this one, but it was worth it. It was so totally worth it. So that's kind of cool. All right, and now, up next, I'm going to play that sad song for you. So, Anne, get out your box of tissues, because this one is, yeah, it just is. But it's so neat when you stop and think that sometimes these things happen to people. And if you choose not to believe it, that's up to you. But I believe it. So maybe I'm sticking my neck out and somebody's going to chop it off, but I believe it. So here you go. This is called Bringing Mary Home. Well, it does help if you spell it right. Doesn't like it when you don't. Bringing. There we go. You got to spell bringing right, or the computer tells you you're crazy, which I'm crazy anyway, so not news. Anyway, this is Bringing Mary Home, and this one is by Mac Wiseman. Okay? Now, Red Sovine covered this song. So the story man did do his version of this song, and he's so good. It just brought tears to my eyes when I heard that. But he sent me this one, Mac Wiseman, Bringing Mary Home.
I was driving down a lonely road one dark and stormy night when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in back, and in a shaky tone she said, "My name is Mary, please won't you take me home?" She must have been so frightened all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her. Her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and silent in a back seat all alone. I never will forget the night I took a Mary home. I pulled into the driveway where she told me to go. Got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. I just could not believe my eyes. The back seat was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. A lady opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. In sadness she gently smiled and brushed a tear away. In a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and oh, we miss her so. Oh, thank you for your trouble and the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th
That reminds me of the song that Red Sovine did about Phantom 309 and the cafe. And you're not the only one, dude. A lot of people see him. Cup of coffee's on the house. And the thing is, these things happen to some people, you know, because they don't just get pulled out of thin air. They have a basis in things that happen to people. Now, whether it's imagination or whether it really happens or whatever, I'm not going to hazard a guess. I have my own opinion, but hey, you know what? Things are based in fact. And these things are weird and strange, but that's not to say they don't happen. Maybe you'll have experience of your own one day and scare the living pants off you. It would be. Anyway, and I live out in the country in the dark. In the woods. All right. That could get interesting, couldn't it? Okay. Hey, here is another Elvis song. And it was sent to me this morning. It's I Miss You. And I love this song. It says so much. Take 12, 13, 14, and 15.
Take 12. 12 signs of the zodiac. 12 months of the year. Just 1 second, Rick.
the number of the United States.
One and two and three and...
Number five.
Recorded September 23rd, 1973, and they have put it on Raised on Rock, Always on My Mind, and the Time Life Collection, Volume 13. So this Time Life Collection has Elvis songs scattered clear throughout it, and hey, you know, maybe it would be worth it to buy that. Then you've got whatever they have, it's in there. So there we go with that one. Now, let's see. Eeny, meeny, mine. I have so many songs. This is just wonderful. I love this. I love this. Okay, I know. Another one that E sent me this morning. And it's fantastic. Here we go. Yes. It's the rehearsal version of A Thing Called Love.
Marvin, let me hear you, please.
6 foot six stood on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
How long you been singing, Jim? You know, you came out of a shell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Bye.
See it with your eyes, hold it in your hand.
like the wind, it covers our land. Strong enough to rule the heart of any man. Just think of love. It can lift you up, it can cut you down. Take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. As she holds the young close to her breast, and I think, my God, this world was blessed with a thing called love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, like the wind that covers our land. Strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. You can lift you up, it can put you down. Take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Cool. I love that one. I do love that one. And I have one now that, I mean, we're talking 1960s. And it's, I listened to this and I thought, who does this song? I could not remember. I just remembered that I like listening to it whenever it came on the radio. Okay, so this is the Poppy Family. And E sent this morning, and it's called Which Way You Going, Billy?
Which way you going, Billy? Can I go too? Which way you going, Billy? Can I go with you? I really love you, Billy, and all this time
I always liked it. I just liked it. That's just how it is. And that song was really something else. It was released in the U.S. in 1969, and even 1969, 1970 in Canada and Ireland. It charted number one in both Canada and Ireland, and charted at number two on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and the Cashbox Top 100 in the U.S. So it was quite popular with a whole lot of people other than me. But, yeah, I just think it's cool. I always liked it. I thought it was awesome. But I'm a child of the 60s. What can I tell you, huh? I was, I was still mid-teens, the end of the 60s. So, you know, hey, my decade, what can I tell you, right? Oh, but I do like it. I do. I still like it. I did like it. I still like it. Okay. So let's, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you guys ever wondered about kissing lessons? Now, you know, at one point in time, everybody has to learn to kiss. And how good you are at it depends upon who your teacher was. And, of course, natural aptitude enters into that. And I ain't saying nothing more. I am not saying anything more. This is I Was the One live from Little Rock, Arkansas on 5-6 of 56. And the B-side of this was Heartbreak Hotel. Figure that one out. So here we go with I Was the One.
Here's a song just on the backside of Heartbreak Hotel. This song here. On our record, we had the very wonderful Jordan Ayers who was out here earlier to back us up on this song. Back us completely up. And here's a little song that we're kind of proud of because it's made so much of it's done so well for itself. It's called I Was the One, Jordan Ayers. And everything.
I was the one who told her to kiss me, but she kisses you now. And you know the way she touches your cheek, whereby taught her how. I was the one who taught her to cry when she wants you under her spell. The sight of her tears drives you as he does mine. I taught her so well. One day I had my love as perfect as could be. She lived, she loved, she lived, she cried, and it was all for me. Who told her to cry now? That it's over and gone. I did it on purpose, believe it or not. Well, who learned a lesson when she broke my leg? I was the one. And then one day I had my love. It was all for me. I never know. Told her to lie now that it's over
the one.
Thank you very much, Jordanaires.
Cool. Totally cool. I love that one. Yes. I'll take lessons. Anyway, this was recorded at the RCA studio in Nashville on January 11th of 1956 and released first as a single, okay? But then, of course, it was put on Heartbreak Hotel, and the B-side was Heartbreak Hotel. And, oh my gosh, people, how many albums this is on? Whoa. You're not going to have any trouble finding this song. That is for sure. It's again on the Time Life collection in volume 1. Okay, it's on Love Songs. It's in volume 10 of the Time Life collection. It's in Treasures 1953 to 1958. This is one that grabbed my attention. It's on Young Man with a Big Beat. Cool, huh? I love it. I love it. I love it. This is fantastic. So, hey, look it up, pick it up, listen to it, love it. That's what you do. And there you go. Okay, now, number, I don't know, 10, whatever, however many I've got. Let's see. Dave Clark 5. Right? Right, Dave. You guys remember the Dave Clark 5, right? Please tell me you remember the Dave Clark 5. They're a British band, but okay. Here it is. Do You Love Me? 1964. And it wasn't really dancing. Released in 1964, and they did put that song in Dirty Dancing, the movie in Dirty Dancing, when they're doing the party scene, one of the party scenes up there in the employees' recreation room, whatever. So that's not where I first heard it. It's just where it kind of came to the forefront of my brain to recognize and pay attention to it, right? Okay, we got something nice. funny. And this is something, yeah, E sent me this morning. And this is A Dog's Life and Dayton. But it's not just a song. It's Laughing in the Studio. So I know you guys are going to love this one, so it's all right. But just, you know, keep it down.
If I had my life to live over, I know just what I'd like to be. A pampered pet, double rich brunette, sitting on my mama's knee. Someone to love me, someone to care, rub a dead and double little finger through my hair and lead a dog's life. What a life, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. If I had a bone to be picking, picking chicken on a steak, curled up there in an easy chair, man, it won't be hard to take. I'll always be faithful, and that's what I'd be, and never bite the hand that feeds me. No siree, just lead a dog's life. What a life, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. Yeah, baby. I'd buy me a beef fillet poodle and lose my noodle over her. Chase her around all over town just to ruffle up her fur. Little model, a waterfall. Greatest gaze of puppy love you ever saw. It's called a dog's life. Bow wow, hot dog, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. You heard me, baby. That's good enough for me. Rope. God, I'm about to start laughing.
B-O-E, take six.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking, then knock them in. This is like a guy. Like a wine old man. I miss it this time, we'll call a break. Call the group.
B.O.B. takes up.
One, two, three, four.
Lunch, 1 hour. Joe.
B.O.B. takes eight.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play.
B-O-V, taking 11.
Bold. Bold, you.
One, two, three, four.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walk. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking.
B.O.B. Take 12.
Yeah, baby.
One, two, three, four.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way.
Now you gotta love that. Even the song Dayton is funny. So, you know, hey, what can I tell you? That one's just, let's roll with it. And that, of course, was multiple takes, but it was having fun in the studio. Okay, so we didn't look up any recording date or anything else because they were having fun in the studio. Okay. Now, here is a live performance E sent me this morning, and it's not doesn't have a date on it or anything, so it's just kind of take it as it comes, guys. It's J.D. Stamps, J.D. and the Stamps, and Bill Blaze. And they're doing Killing Me Softly, and then Bill Blaze sings When It's My Time.
I'm going to do something here, ladies and gentlemen. You, these guys opened the show, but there's a song called Killing Me Softly, which I'm not going to let them do, but I just thought I'd bring it up. Now, I want you to hear these guys to Killing Me Softly, because that's, you know, and let me just get out of the way and shut up.
She sang a good song, I heard she had a style, and so I came to see her, to listen for a while, and there she was, this young girl, a stranger to my darkest day, and then she looked right through me as if I wasn't there, but she was there, the stranger, singing clear and strong, drumming my pain with a finger, singing my life with her words, killing me softly with her song, killing softly with her song, telling my whole life with her words, killing me softly. With her song.
Now, I would like to ask you to, if you would, to listen to the Stamps Quartet, because they're one of the top groups, and this features their tenor singer, Bill Blaze. Listen to them. As they sang a song, the song called When It's My Time. When it's my time for tears and for trials, when it's my time to carry a heavy load, when this old heart of mine starts to tremble, when it's my time to be talked of unkindly, when it's my time to be criticized, when my whole world is full, like his presence to drive
and it's my time. Yes, it is.
Take a bow, Bill. I hate him. I hate him. So help me, I hate him. Hey, Bill. Come here, son. Do that ending one more time. Do that ending one more time. He goes up into hog heaven on that.
When this whole world is mine. Oh, then it's my time to call my Lord, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, my Lord.
Who do you think he is, anyway? Tom Jones, Engelbert Humperdinck. Who do you think you are, Baze? You stood over there and smiled and bust all the speakers.
I love it. I love it. I just totally love it. He goes clear up into hog heaven and bust all the speakers. I love it. I wonder if they had had a crystal wine glass sitting on that piano. I wonder if he would have busted it. That would have been totally awesome. Cool. Anyway, we'll never know. We will never know. All right, I have one now. Elvis sent it to me this morning, and this is The Sound of Your Cry. And he recorded this at RCA Studio B in Nashville on June 4th of 1970, and as a single for RCA. After that, they put it on the Greatest Hits Volume 1. They put it on the Time Life Collection Volume 13. And you just... Man, you can get everything on that Time Life collection. But anyway, yes, 1970, June 4th. And so here is The Sound of Your Cry. Take 4, 5, and 6.
Whoa.
Hold that mic in your hand, man? It's okay. I'll grab it if I want it. The bed is ticking. No, I don't bother. Too loud.
Okay. The clock by the bed is ticking, too loud in the quiet night. I lie in the darkness thinking, I must go before it's light. Before you open up your eyes and you beg me to stay, I'll leave, 'cause I can't stand to see you hurt this way.
One more that you sent me. But in the meantime, we have a memorial to do because we lost Bobby Rydell on the 5th, 2 days ago. So we're going to do a little bit of fact dissemination here. His birth name was Robert Louis Rydarelli. He was born April 26th of 1942, and as I said, he died April 5th, just 2 days ago. His stage name was Bobby Rydell, okay? And he was mainly in the rock and roll and traditional pop music. He did star in Bye Bye Birdie, which was a musical film. He was considered a teen idol. He had the pompadour. you know, that was a 50s thing, guys. A lot of guys had the pompadours. And it was the early 60s that he became an idol. And he had Wild One, Volare. That's the one I remember. I remember Wild One. I remember Volare. And in the 1980s, he joined a trio called the Golden Boys with Frankie Avalon and Fabian. And, you know, that's quite a trio to draw to back then because they were all, quote, unquote, heartthrobs. I never thought that way. But, you know, most of the teenage gals back then did. That was just what it was, okay? He started his professional career in 1950 on a television series called Paul Whiteman's TV Teen Club. No, I wasn't born yet, so I don't remember that one, okay? But that's what this says, and we'll go with it because I have no idea. He was in a lot of bands in the Philadelphia area, and he just, you know, took off from there. He just seemed to have it for that time. And he did very, very good. He played Hugo Peabody in Bye Bye Birdie. And that was starring Anne Margaret and Dick Van Dyke. And the original stage production of Bye Bye Birdie didn't have any speaking role for the character of Hugo. But the movie rewrote it specifically so that they could expand the part for Rydell. Okay, he had numerous records. Stop bringing that up. Thank you very much. He had numerous records on the Billboard chart, and he had 34 top 100 hits, and that placed him in the top five artists of his era for Billboard. It was Wild One, and that was number two. Volare hit number four. Swingin' School hit number five. Kissin' Time hit number 11. Sway was number 14. I've Got Bonnie, number 18. And the Cha-Cha was number 10. His last major chart success was Forget Him, which reached number four on the Hot 100 in January of 1964. So it was his fifth and final gold disc winner. He just kind of kept going. He married his first wife, Camille Quattrone Ridorelli, for 35 years from 1968 until she died in 2003, and they had two children. Then he married Linda Hoffman in 2009. And he was a longtime resident of Penn Valley, Pennsylvania. Lived in the same house from 1963 to 2013. Now, how often does that happen? Even back then, it didn't happen. You know, it just didn't happen. He had to cancel 2012 Australia tour because his health had deteriorated significantly, and he was in need of major surgery. So on July 9th of 2012, he underwent a double organ transplant to replace his liver and one kidney in Philadelphia. Wow. I mean, you know, in January of 2013, 6 months after the double transplant surgery, he returned to the stage in Las Vegas for a three-night engagement to a sold-out audience. And he kept performing internationally and returned to tour Australia in 2014. Now, 2 days ago, he died from complications of pneumonia at Jefferson Abingdon Hospital on April 5th of 2022 at age 79. So, you know, pneumonia is so common. A lot of people get that, and it does a lot of them It sends a lot of them home. Now, in the Broadway musical drama Grease, I never thought of that as a drama, but in the movie Grease and the film sequel Grease 2, the high school was named Rydell High after Bobby Rydell. So, you know, it's he was a lot more well-known than I thought he was. He did a lot more than I thought he did. You know, he got himself around and got himself known. So here is Bobby Rydell doing Wild One. On Billboard, so not bad. Yes, and forgive me for stopping Apache from scratching a hole in the carpet. He thought he was outside digging, but but he quit, so that's okay. He listens very well sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't. Okay, here is the second song that E sent me for Bobby Rydell, and this one hit number 4, Forget Him.
Forget him, forget him.
Forget him if he doesn't love you. Forget him if he doesn't care. Don't let him tell you that he wants. 'Cause he can't give you love which isn't there. Little girl, he's never dreaming of you. He'll break your heart, you'll wait and see. So don't you cry now, but I tell him goodbye now. Forget him and please come home to me.
He'll break your heart. You wait and see. So don't you cry now. Better tell him goodbye now. Forget him and please come home to me. No, don't you cry now. Better tell him goodbye now. Forget him and please come home to me.
Bobby Rydell has left the building. And he was a blessing to the music industry. You know, he did a lot. So he will be missed, but he left us some good stuff. He really did. All right, now, this is one. He didn't send me this one, but I found it when I was processing the other one he did send. This is Fun in the Studio, Part 5. Enjoy.
Ready on the right, ready on the left, ready on the firing line.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me. Oh.
I got stung by my sweet honeybee. Oh, what a feeling come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, flew to my heart. I was stung, dear, I'm done. I got stung. Yeah. She had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honeybees before. She started buzzing in my ear, buzzing in my...
We can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's where we goof up.
The way she walks.
Hold it, hold it.
That's a better tempo.
Yeah, it's a better tempo. What am I? And quicker, you know.
Ito eats like teeth are out to style. Ito eats like teeth are out to style. Ito eats like teeth are out to style. Ito eating all the while. Ito eats all the night and the day.
Everybody eat. Ito eats all the night and the day.
Ito is an eating boy. He never.
Is that eating roar the same as the first one on the first one?
Ito is an eating boy.
Boys, after he says everybody, we could use a little more of a tact from you. You know,
there's
a different melody here.
Ito is an eating boy.
We
never get enough of
right.
Boy.
Okay.
Even eat the shell from the coconut.
The way she moves her hips up to her fingertips, I feel I'm heaven bound. And when she starts to sway, I've gotta say, she really moves the grass around. Rock, a hula baby, rock, a hula baby from
the
I can't hear it because of the old lay. That's what throws me off. I can't hear it. If somebody get that old lay out of the way, I'll make it. Look, I had it years ago.
Every time you look at me, I'm a
2001.
Stop
take,
looking at me. You should be looking at me with a sheepish six. Grin.
Take six, 2001.
I become.
Damn.
Still rolling?
It's one of those keys in between, you know.
Sound good.
Oh, hi,
2001, take seven.
Do not disturb, it's time to make love, and I can't wait anymore. I'll just pull down the blind, pull down the blind.
Ah! That is undoubtedly the weirdest goddamn chords anything come back in the universe. Tangle with my life.
Watch out, I warn ya, I'm sharp as a hawk, I'm wild as a tiger, I prowl and I stalk. Cause when a man feels thirst, he takes a drink.
Hold it,
drink.
Is that right? Da-da-da-dum. Is that right?
Down in the island, just you and me.
Okay, man, we go.
How can you lose what you never had? I tell myself when I'm feeling sad.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Hold it.
How can you lose what you never had? Take two.
See what I mean? We lost day one. Roger. Oh, you been taking all these?
You ready, Elvis?
Yeah.
Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and love. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, trying to figure out some of them all night boys. I'm hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, I'm all night beer. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man.
That fast enough for you, Elvis?
It seems a little too fast. Can we do it just a shade faster without destroying the...
I've been standing on the corner since a quarter after seven. I was down to my last cigarette, and the clock in the window at a quarter to 11. I was watching.
Hold it. There's a chord in that one.
Yeah, in that chord.
I was down to my last cigarette, and the clock in the window had a quarter to 11. I was watching.
I have to come in there. I've been around. What do you want to do in this? All right. I tell you, I like the sound of that open string guitar there on the intro.
Fell in love with you. Da da da. If you wait, just on that last part.
I know it. I never saw him, man.
Oh, holy night. Da 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 da.
I tell you guys don't do that on a
Leon, Lee, I mean Noel.
That's Noel backwards, man.
Leon. I forget my name.
Cool. I love that. It's just all the rehearsal mashed all together. It's cool. All right. I have two more songs that he sent me. So the first one we're going to do, which I can't find on our list, so that's okay, I guess, is called I Want Us Back, and this is the version that was updated September of 2017.
And if more than you like feeling lonely too, I don't know which one's to blame for almost putting out a flame. But for me it's not the thing for us to do. The way it was, the way we were, maybe you and me was where it was at. I want us back. Girl, we've come too far for us to give up on tomorrow, when we've shared so many good times yesterday. Let me know you like I think I do. I know that you don't want to lose. For me and you, I'm dying to say. The way it was, the way we were, maybe you and me was where it was at.
Sent this to me this morning. It was written by Fred Karger and Ben Weissman and Sid Wayne. Well, okay, if three guys can work together to write a song, I guess that's a good thing. This one was recorded at RCA Studio B in Nashville on June 5th, 1970. Yes, okay. You can find it on Love Letters from Elvis. And the complete Elvis Presley Masters. So, hey, go for it, guys, because it is not reprinted quite as many times as some of the other ones are. So look for it while you can, huh? All right, I'll never know. Take two and three.
Yeah, sure. Was that a take?
Shit, I thought we were
One, two, three, four.
many stars are in the sky? I'll never know. What firelight's a firefly? I'll never know. What happens to this heart of mine each time you hold my hand? Sometimes the things we love the most we never understand. I never thought
just blew it wide open, man. I never thought these eyes could see. Alright. Stretching it one bar? Yeah, like, I got a fat guy and a midget on each side of me, man. Keep telling me what I'm doing wrong, you know.
We have to be here to pull your skinny ass out.
How many stars are in the sky? I'll never know. What firelight's a firefly? I'll never know. What happens to this heart of mine each time you hold my hand? Sometimes the things we love the most we never understand. I never thought these eyes would see an angel's glow. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know. What happens to this heart of mine each time you hold my hand? Sometimes the things we love the most we never never thought these eyes would see an angel's glow. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know.
Just think of how many things that there are in this world that we will never, ever be able to know everything about. We can go out, we can look at the stars, but we're not going to know where exactly all of them are or how many of them there are. But it's still a wondrous sight to behold. Just think about that. How many things we'll never know. Blades of grass, they are a wondrous creation, and nobody can make them but God. You go outside and you look at your lawn. Do you think you could ever count those blades of grass? You'll never know how many there are. That really is quite a wonderful thought, to think of all the wonderful things we can see and we can dream about and we can watch and look at, but we'll never know about them. Not really. All right, how about searchers? Love Potion number 9 from 1964.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pet down of 30 for the mind.
Favorite. Everybody loved that song. I didn't know anybody that didn't like that song. Well, hey guys, it's that time again. 5 minutes. And you know what? Thank you all for joining me. And Victoria had a little bit of problem hearing me at one point, and she hung up and she thought it was my problem, but honey, that was your equipment, whatever was happening with that. And when that happens to you, just back out of it and come back in again. Because that'll usually fix the problem. If everybody else can hear me, it's not in my equipment, which is good, but you never know. So it doesn't hurt to ask, but that's all you got to do is back up and come back on. Anyway, Sue couldn't be with us today because she's got stuff going on, so hopefully she'll be able to be back on Saturday. I missed her, but, you know, hey, sometimes it just happens. And thank you everybody in the chat for being here. And thank you, Eve, for being with us and for sending me all the songs for the show today. It was fun. I loved it. I don't think there was anything on there that I had never heard before, but that was cool, you know, because they were all songs I loved, and that makes it really, really good. And they weren't all Elvis songs. We had J.D. and Bill Bays, and we had Percy Sledge, oh yeah, and Roy Orbison, and Dave Clark Five, The Who, Searchers. I mean, you know, we kind of mixed it up, and we had a memorial to Bobby Rydell. So Bobby can't make any new music here. But who knows what he's doing, where he is now. And we want to wish him well, wish everyone well. God bless you all. Join me again on Saturday. We'll have another great show for you on Saturday. And I'd love to see you there. I really would. So it'll be the same time of day. It'll be the same place. So come on over and enjoy some music. God bless you. Stay safe. Stay well, and I'll see you soon. And here is Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes with a song from Dirty Dancing, Time of My Life.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, God, had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
Never felt this way before.
Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I hope it.